I feel like I would be betraying my family and the amount of Black magazines that they've held onto for the past 25 years if I didn't figure out a way to get from Bernie Mac to the Jackson 5.
From Gimlet Media, this is The Nod, a podcast about Black culture from Blackness's biggest fans. I'm Eric Eddings.
And I'm Brittany Luce.
Happy Black Music Month, Brittany.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I actually really enjoy Black Music Month.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking about it, and I was wondering, like, who got you into music?
I would probably say my dad. Mm-hmm. My father is technically, I guess you could refer to him as a musician. Mm-hmm. He sings and he plays a couple instruments, and he was in a band when he was younger that was managed by one of the original Temptations.
Wow.
The late Eddie Kendricks. So he used to, like, play us music in the car when we were growing up, and he would be like, who played this bass? Who played the drums? Who sang background? Like, all the time. Wow. Like, it was just like this, who sings this song? Like, constant. He was like, who is this? Do you remember?
Well, we're going to put some of that knowledge to the test today in a special music edition of a little game we like to call 6 Degrees of Black Separation.
6 Degrees of Black Separation.
The goal of this game is to show that, for the most part, all Black people are separated by, like, 6 degrees, because we're all cousins.
Yes, facts.
All cousins. So, listen carefully, because these are the rules. We're going to play 3 rounds of this game, and each round will have to connect 2 Black people to each other in 6 moves or less, like, say, Kendrick Lamar to John Coltrane. So, for example, Kendrick featured on a track called Never Catch Me with Flying Lotus. And Flying Lotus happens to be the grandnephew, didn't always know that was a thing, but grandnephew of jazz pianist Alice Coltrane, who was married to John Coltrane.
And we've also agreed on a new rule for this special music edition of 6 Degrees, which is if you can connect 2 people using featuring credits, meaning they were on the same song, okay, you get a free move.
Mm.
So, for example, the connection you just made, Kendrick featured on a track, Never Catch Me with Flying Lotus, that would give you a free move. So instead of that being 3 moves, it's now 2.
You know, actually, speaking of featuring, like the abbreviation, you know, F-E-A-T, period.
Yes.
When I was a kid, my sister used to watch a lot of like MTV and BET, and I always saw feet in the song, and I thought that that was an artist.
Really?
For the longest time, I was trying to figure out, I was like, I see this person's name, and they're on every song.
Prolific.
I'm like, they are killing it.
Yeah.
Who are they? Why can't I see them?
The production, the vocals.
Oh,
like,
my
knows?
God. I was way too old when I figured that one out. So we have one other important rule. We cannot use the same people to make connections within the same round.
Right. So each of the first 2 rounds is worth 1 point. And in the 3rd round, we'll do something a little different. But we're going to get to that later. So the person with the most points at the end wins, and they get to assign the loser, so that means you, to write a verse. And the winner will actually get to pick the theme of that verse, you know, maybe how Eric is amazing. And we'll get to hear the loser perform it at the end of the show.
Well, I can't wait to hear you sing, you know. Get to share with the world your best talent, finally unleashing your voice to the masses.
You're welcome. Okay, so we've got these 2 beautiful bowls of names here.
Yes.
And in one bowl, we have the names of music icons that say your dad would maybe know a little more about.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
We'll pick 2 names from that bowl, and we get to decide which one we want to use in gameplay, since some of those names are a little more tough, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have to connect that person to whatever name we pick from the bowl of more contemporary folks.
Yes, sort of like, you know, say with Oprah Winfrey's Legends Ball, how she divided the 2 groups of women up into the youngins and the legends.
Yes.
That's... more like old school, kind of new school type situation.
There you go.
But I guess it's like not just singers or musicians. It's also actors who have played musicians in movies and also producers because, you know, backbone of music.
All music.
So, yeah, it's going to be a doozy.
I think it is time for round one.
Round one.
So we did a coin toss and I won. So I get to go first.
All right. So go ahead and choose who we're going to connect this round.
All right. So I'm picking two from this one.
You're picking two from this one.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So my two names are Little Richard.
Boom. Okay.
That's a good one. George Clinton. Ooh. So here's the thing. George Clinton is probably the easier person to select because a lot of people have sampled, you know, obviously he was in Parliament Funkadelic, one of the founders of Parliament Funkadelic. And it's been sampled a ton. You know, if you think of Atomic Dog. But I cannot think of any of the songs that has been sampled by. So
that's how it goes.
Yeah, I actually am going to pass on George Clinton.
Uh-huh.
And go with Little Richard. I mostly know Little Richard from the movies where people have played Little Richard from, being honest.
Yes, yes, yes.
So we'll kind of go from there.
All right.
So who am I connecting Little Richard to?
Let's find out. Dun, dun, dun.
All right. Oh, this is great. Okay.
Who is it?
I am connecting Little Richard to Don Cheadle.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
So we have to do this in six moves. Okay. Little Richard to Don Cheadle.
I feel like Don Cheadle must have played someone in a music-themed movie, but I cannot think of it right now.
Yeah. Honestly, I think I know which one, but I'm not sure, even if I did, if that helps. Like... okay, so we'll start with the obvious. So, Little Richard was once played by actor Leon.
That's true. Okay. I saw that TV movie. It was good. Good booty, do the booty, good booty. If it don't fit, don't force it. If you grease it, make it easy.
We have got to record that.
What?
Yeah, that is a hit.
You kidding me?
No.
Okay, Leon was also in the movie Waiting to Exhale.
That's true.
With, I'm trying to think, who do I actually want to? Do I want to do Whitney? To Don Cheadle.
This game is so hard.
Yeah, this is actually
doing
real.
Myself, I'm like, damn.
Babyface, who, so Leon.
I'm sitting here, I'm like.
It's a connection.
It's so kind of a connection.
Leon was in Waiting to Exhale.
Yes.
Babyface did the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack.
Okay. Which was an amazing soundtrack.
Yes.
Oh. There comes a point when
we exhale. I know you think it's like maybe the best black movie soundtrack.
I think it's absolutely one of the best.
I actually think one of the other film soundtracks he did, Boomerang, for me is my personal favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I should just do this. So Babyface did the Boomerang soundtrack. And Halle Berry was in Boomerang.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, wait. Let me work backwards. Oh, I think I fucked it up.
Well.
I got an idea.
All right.
So Halle Berry was in Boomerang.
Yes.
Okay. The year Halle Berry won her Oscar, Denzel Washington also won his Oscar. There's this awesome picture of them, like, standing together, like, yay, we did it. Like, you know, because I think Halle Berry was the first black woman to win the Oscar for Best Actress.
Yes.
And that same year, I think it was Denzel's...
first time winning for Best Actor.
Yes. Okay. So Denzel was in Devil in a Blue Dress.
I knew that's where you're going.
With Don Cheadle. So how many moves is that? That's five. So I did that in five moves.
That's good.
From Little Richard to Leon. Mm-hmm. From Leon to Babyface. Mm-hmm. From Babyface to Halle Berry. Mm-hmm. From Halle Berry to Denzel. Denzel, mm-hmm. obviously, to Don Cheadle.
The thing that sucks is that actually I know how you could have done yours faster. You could have shaved off like two moves.
Really?
Baps. You go Leon to Halle Berry and Baps.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good.
So to win, I have to go from Little Richard to Don Cheadle in four moves.
You could do it.
That's interesting because at the moment I can only like Devil in a Blue Dress is the only movie that I could think of where Don Cheadle actually co-starred with other Black people heavily. I know it's not the only one, but it's the only one that can come that it's coming to mind. So Little Richard. I actually have seen Little Richard perform before.
Really?
Yes. I wish I could connect Little Richard via Pancake 31, the makeup that he prefers. But unfortunately.
That would actually be like expert level if you could do it through makeup.
I know. Unfortunately, I can't do that. I can't think of. Okay. Okay. He was always in, like, he did a lot of random weird guest spots. Like, he was always in, like,
commercials
yeah. and movies and stuff like that. We were growing up.
I called Geico expecting to get a recording, but someone was there to help me.
Help me! Somebody help me!
Geico got my claim in the works right away, and I was actually able to enjoy my Thanksgiving.
Mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce! Woo!
Okay, but that's not gonna work. So let me think. Okay, so one thing I do know is that when Michael Jackson got the rights to the Beatles songs, he was also given the rights to Little Richard's music. I think, like,
really,
like a package deal. it's like the 12 CDs for 1 cent.
it's like a bundle.
Yeah, but I think he gave it back to Little Richard.
That's good.
Yeah, so let's see. Michael Jackson, Jackson 5. With the Jackson 5, you can get to a lot of places, even just because of the film, you know, the Jacksons and American Dream.
Yeah.
So the Jackson 5, I can also get through, like, I can get to, like, anybody from Motown is the other thing. I can also get to, like, 99% of Black actors. I feel so bad. I just want to apologize to Don Cheadle because, like...
it's all good movies.
I respect you. I don't think... I respect you. I know that you have moved through the community.
Yes.
I just... Not all those moves are coming to mind right now. And I just want you to know that I care. Something I do know for sure is that Bernie Mac... Love you. I miss Bernie Mac mm-hmm. all the time. Bernie
Rest
Mac was
peace.
For sure in Ocean's 11 with Don Cheadle.
Yes.
I feel like I would be betraying my family and the amount of Black magazines that they've held onto for the past 25 years mm-hmm. if I didn't figure out a way to get from Bernie Mac to the Jackson 5. Okay, wait. Hold on a second. Okay, I got it. Okay, I think this checks out. So Little Richard's music briefly belonged to Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. Through the Jackson 5, he was label mates with Diana Ross on mm-hmm. Motown. Diana Ross has a daughter, Tracy Ellis Ross, who is the star of a show that is produced by Larry Wilmore called Black-ish. Mm-hmm. I believe that Larry Wilmore also worked on the Bernie Mac show, mm-hmm. and Bernie Mac starred in Ocean's 11 with Don Cheadle.
Wow. You did it.
Whew, I did it. I did it in six moves.
Actually.
You did it in five.
There's a way you could have gone a little faster. I would have gone Little Richard to Jackson 5.
Uh-huh.
Michael Jackson, obviously, in the Jackson 5. Him and James Brown were very close.
Oh.
They were close. Yeah, they would talk sometimes. That he is... grew up imitating his dances.
Yeah.
And so James Brown played at a concert, like, that was hosted by Petey Green. It was the big, kind of like the big climax of that movie.
Was played by Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
What was the Don Cheadle movie that you were... I was so stuck.
Don Cheadle played Miles Davis in this, like, very independent film, Miles Ahead.
Oh, my God, Miles Ahead, right. I never saw that movie.
I didn't see it either. I heard it was pretty good.
Heard it was pretty good. I mean, Don Cheadle can act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got to move to round two.
All right.
Round two. All right, so I think you choose this time.
All right, so I'm picking Otis Redding.
Hmm. Eve's favorite song for me to sing. I sing her a song every night.
Uh-huh.
And she always requests Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, which is actually
really nice.
I can actually whistle the whole song, but I whistle the bridge. Okay. Breathy.
That's
I got there.
Good, though. That was good.
See?
That was good. That was good.
You know.
Solid. It was recognizable, which is hard with whistling.
It is. It is.
Okay. And Curtis Mayfield.
Wow.
Otis Redding or Curtis Mayfield. I'm going to go with Curtis Mayfield just because I think that he's had a longer career and he's, I think, done a little bit more collaborating. Okay. Now I'm picking another name. Okay. Lizzo.
Okay.
Curtis Mayfield to Lizzo. This is going to be interesting because...
Might be evening it up.
Yeah, seriously. I know, because like if I get there, I'm going to pray for you.
Like, man.
Whew, Curtis Mayfield to Lizzo. So, Lizzo. Lizzo is not really somebody who has collaborated. I don't know if her really have... like features like that. I know that she was in an online flute contest with Will Ferrell.
What? Really?
Yeah. So Lizzo put out this Instagram video of her playing the flute. And in the caption, she challenged Will Ferrell to like a jazz flute duel, I guess. Which, like, if you don't know, is a nod to a famous Anchorman scene where Will Ferrell's character, Ron Burgundy, plays the jazz flute.
Amazing scene.
Yeah. So Will Ferrell came back at her on Twitter with a video where he's like dressed in the Ron Burgundy outfit.
Lizzo, I accept your challenge. This is for you.
Ah! And then she made a shot-for-shot parody of the Anchorman scene. But, like, with her playing a version of a song from her new album, which, you know.
It's a gift.
You know what?
Marketing. Marketing. Genius.
Marketing.
All right, we in this bitch. Let's go.
She's really good at playing the flute. Like,
yeah.
She's really good at playing the flute. Like, professional flautist level to me.
Nah, I see the vision.
I mean, I'm not an expert, but yes.
I'm an expert.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so Curtis Mayfield to Lizzo. This is going to be interesting. It's interesting.
It's a hard one.
Yeah, this is a hard one. Okay. Okay, so I think Curtis Mayfield saying Move On Up, which was, I believe, sampled by Kanye West on Touch the Sky. I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Gotta testify. All right, so Curtis Mayfield recorded Move On Up. That was his song, sampled by Kanye West, who, as we all know, has collaborated with and been friendly with Dave Chappelle, who... famously impersonated Prince. And also, Prince was so in on the joke that I want to say for one of his mixtapes, he used a photo of Dave Chappelle dressed up as him. Yes. And released it on Twitter, which is so funny. Okay. Prince got his start in music in Minneapolis, just like Lizzo. But they also were collaborators shortly before he died, actually.
Really?
Yeah, she recorded a track with him, I think, at Paisley Park. I'm giving you the tantrums when you look into my eyes and look like you just seen a phantom. Take a minute, collect it, organize it, and respect it. You running around in these circles, wondering if I can see the earth killing the Urkel.
Wow.
So there we go. So that is 1, 2, 3, four moves Curtis Mayfield to Lizzo.
Okay.
That is...
That's impressive. I'm not even going to lie. That's tight. Like really impressive.
My chest is tight. You know in that movie in Mission Impossible when Tom Cruise goes under the wires? That's how I feel. I'm sitting here like, whoo!
Yeah, so I think I'm actually going to start with Lizzo.
That's a good idea.
Okay, and go from Lizzo was... she has a song on her new album with Missy.
There you go. Slow songs and skinny hoes. Fuck it up to the tempo. Let's go, let's go, let's go. All the fly girls head to the dance floor. Kitty cat, brrr. All the thick girls down on a brrr. To me, they're like tailor-made to be together. I love them. I love them.
So Lizzo to Missy. Missy was on the track. I mean, she's on a million songs with him, but... Up Jumps the Boogie with Timbaland. This is like honestly one of my like favorite old school songs. People don't give enough credit to Timbaland and Magoo.
Magoo, I think it's left out of the conversation.
Yes.
Wait, okay, so just so you know, those are both features. So you technically haven't made any moves yet.
I mean, that actually still doesn't count for that much for me.
Wait, really?
Okay, well, because I'm about to run into a wall. Okay, so Lizzo to Missy, Missy to Timbaland. And actually, I'm feeling stuck. So I'm just going to hold at Timbaland and go back to figuring out from Curtis Mayfield.
I mean, sometimes that's what you got to do.
Okay, so Curtis Mayfield did do the soundtrack for Superfly. Drones on this, man. Now I need to remember who is in Superfly or who sampled some of those songs.
That was right.
And that is hard. Woo! Jesus, how do you... Okay.
It's like a Chinese finger trap. You just have to relax.
Well, I was going to say, like, you can't solve it.
No, you just relax and pull your fingers out. I know you're not familiar with the concept.
I'm not. Relax? What is that? Okay, I got an idea.
Okay.
Superfly was remade, and on that... This is a tenuous connection. And on that soundtrack, there's a song by Future.
Okay. Okay. How many stains you hit? I don't know. How many stains? Private plane converted over to private plane.
Cooking it up with baking soda. How many chains? You ain't thinking. And I'm trying to connect Future to Timbaland. So it's like, it's not Drake. Drake to Timbaland. Drake to Timbaland. Actually. I got it. Okay. Timbaland worked with Jay-Z on Magna Carta, Holy Grail.
Ooh,
He did a bunch of songs, actually. Mm-hmm. So that takes us to Jay-Z. Jay-Z and Drake. Wait. Mm. Why am I... I know this. Why am I... Why?
You know this.
Yeah.
You know this.
It's like when you're not supposed to think about an elephant, but you're thinking about an elephant. But it's like that in reverse. Well, I'm just saying. It's like
saying. Okay.
I can't get it into my mind. I'm blanking. I'm literally blanking right now. Wait. Hang on. Damn. This is crazy. I'm freaking out. Okay. What is the song?
Come on.
This is where I'm going blank.
It's actually scary. It's actually kind of scary. It's actually scary that like you're blanking like this. After the break, will Eric ever figure out how to connect Jay-Z and Drake?
It's like on the tip of my tongue. Oh my God. Okay. So sadly, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but after much contemplation, I think I'm gonna have to forfeit this round. I don't know how to do this.
Wow.
Yeah.
You forfeit.
I can't believe it myself. I think if I could have connected Jay-Z to Drake, which is insane that I cannot do that in this moment, then I could have went from Drake to Future on Big Rings.
We need some really big rings. I got a really big team. Man, what a time to be alive. I'm Drake-a Lee.
That would have been a feature, so that would have killed the move.
Mm-hmm.
And then Future was on
The new Superfly soundtrack, which was inspired by the old Superfly.
The soundtrack was made by Curtis Mayfield. Oh my God!
Damn. I'm actually mad. Okay, so the reason where I got so stressed was when you were like, how do I get from Drake to Timbaland? And I was like, so they had this song, Say Something, that was super popular when we were at Howard. It was like one of my biggest club songs.
Yeah.
It was like, this shit was all I knew.
It was on Timbaland's album, right?
Yes.
Damn.
I did it all for you because you were alone. And he's like, we could have won.
This beat is also really good, too.
Also, I can't believe you didn't remember this, but like the easiest way to connect Jay-Z and Drake is like, okay, so there's Light Up from Drake's album, which is a feature.
Yes.
There's Off That from the Blueprint 3.
Thank you. Thank you so much for pointing
which
all these
out. I saw him on that tour. Who's the real hip hop fan now?
Rub it in. Pour salt in the wound.
That's okay. I got it right here. I got my shaker right here. Ready? Ready?
In a round like that, I'm fine losing. That was hard.
All right, so at this point, you and I are neck and neck.
Yes, it's tied up.
You got the first round. I got the second round. We're going for the third.
All right, so it's time for the final round.
Final round.
For this third round, we're still going to try to connect the same people, connecting two people. But instead of each taking turns, we're going to try to connect them at the same time on paper. We'll write down our moves and then reveal them after 2 minutes. It's almost like Final Jeopardy.
Scary.
Yes. And I get a point for every move that you make, and you get a point for every move that I make. And whoever has the most points overall at the end of this round wins. If it takes me forever to do this, that actually helps you. So if it takes me all six moves, for example, that would add 6 points to your total.
Right.
All right. It's now my turn. Okay, so that's one. That's another. Okay, so the two options are Mahalia Jackson. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. Sarah Vaughan. Oh, my God.
This is hard as
what?
Hell.
Woo. Okay. I'm going to go with Mahalia Jackson.
Okay.
All right. So we're connecting Mahalia Jackson with
in your name
Prince. Damn.
Okay.
Okay. Let's try it. Okay. So we're going to try to connect Mahalia Jackson to Prince during the break. Who will win? And who will be forced to sing the verse to end all verses? Find out after the break.
That was a rough one.
Okay.
Let's see what happened. I'm going to pray on it. I ain't got no features.
I don't have any features either, actually.
I ain't got no features. You know who else doesn't have any features? J. Cole.
Well, now he does.
Oh, you have him now with DaBaby?
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus. Why would I want to? If I turn on a DaBaby song,
you don't want to hear J. Cole.
Okay. So now I go. All right. We're going to pray on this.
I wonder if we have the same ones.
We're praying. We almost guaranteed have the same ones. So I went from Mahalia Jackson, obviously Del Reese.
Yeah.
Mahalia Jackson, as you know, took Del Reese under her wing.
Really?
Shut up.
Sorry,
which Eric presented to me in his Three Reasons Why, a film about Della Reese's life, is the greatest biopic never made.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Okay, then to Eddie Murphy, because they were both in Harlem Nights, Della Reese and Eddie. And then to Michael Jackson because of the Remember the Time video. And Eddie Murphy was in that video playing like an agent Egyptian pharaoh.
Yep.
Whose wife was Iman, and I guess Michael Jackson stole her from him. Makes no sense. And then to Prince because Prince and Michael Jackson were actually rivals.
They were rivals.
They're actually mortal enemies.
Really?
So like according to L.A. Reid, like Michael Jackson used to watch Prince in Under the Cherry Moon just to laugh at him.
It wasn't a bright
spot. It was not a good movie. Yeah. I love Prince. It wasn't a good movie. But also specifically, the Bad music video. You know, like, this is a huge music video. It's, like, supposed to be kind of like an 80s version of West Side Story, you know, directed by Scorsese. This is, like, a big, there's, like, a whole plot line.
It was long as hell.
Long as hell. So Prince was actually originally supposed to play the rival in that music video. But there's this rumor that he didn't want to because the first lines of the song, I'm Bad, are, "Your butt is mine."
Your butt is mine. Okay, you're right. Just show your face. Throw the lie. I'm telling you.
And he was like,
"That's too much."
Anyway, that is what I had.
Cool. So now it's my turn. I actually started in the same place.
Okay.
So Mahalia Jackson. Obviously had a gospel group. Della Reese was in it. Della Reese was in Harlem Nights with Eddie Murphy. Here's where you could have skipped a step.
Where?
You actually referenced it earlier. One of the most classic Chappelle Show skits, also one of my favorites, just in general, sketch, comedy, killing it, where Dave Chappelle plays Prince, and Prince plays basketball against Charlie Murphy.
Game blouses.
Yes, yes.
Game blouses.
So in the skit, Charlie Murphy and Eddie Murphy, they're at the club. Prince comes in, and like Prince comes in, he's like very Prince. You know, he's just like, I have the outfit, I have the mood.
It's an adjective.
You know, exactly. And they end up like hanging out at Prince's house, and Prince is like, "Let's play basketball." And then Charlie Murphy, of course, laughs at that idea because he would think because, you know, Prince has done things like worn ass as chaps.
Well, the other thing is, though, too, you have to remember, Prince is not a hair basically over 5'3".
Yes.
He's a
very tiny man.
Guy.
Yeah. But anyway, so it's Charlie and his people versus Prince and his people who are dressed in these, like, very fancy blouses.
So they come out, right? And I look at them and, they still got on the same shit they was wearing at the club.
So they're showing everybody in Prince's crew basically having these fingerless gloves and like these, I mean, I'm talking like,
Prince.
When I say wigs, I mean like not like what you would think of now, like Beyonce or Ciara, like a wig like somebody in Parliament would wear.
You know what we're gonna call this? The shirts against the blouse. And when I said that, this look came on his face. He asked brilliant. And I'm looking back at him thinking to myself, you know, what are you angry about? I mean, you know where you got that shirt from. And the damn show wasn't the men's department.
But despite the elaborate outfits, you know, Prince schools the fuck out of Charlie Murphy in this game. And he closes it with the iconic line, game
blouses.
Yes, yes. So slightly faster. I did it in 3. You did it in 4.
I did it in 4.
Whoa. I actually just realized I hadn't actually done math.
You won the game.
I won.
I know. Oh, God.
All right. So, let's see. What would I want you to write a verse about?
I don't.
I want you to write a verse about how much you regret that you haven't seen Avatar, The Last Airbender.
How am I supposed to write a song about something I've never seen?
Maybe that means
no,
you
and
should
don't, and
watch
won't.
It. You should know, because I told you about it at length in our episode, The Legend of RZA and the Last Airbender.
I don't talk about Airbender.
Then that means I've done my job.
Thank I hope you, you're happy. I hope you're happy.
I am. I'm
really
excited
do.
To hear this.
I hope you're happy.
I want you to give me your full, like you said you can't sing badly.
I can't
badly.
Sing badly. It's harder to sing badly when you actually know how to sing.
So there you go. I'm excited. I want to hear this.
Were you sitting there thinking, damn, what is Eric thinking? I know a million ways to get from Jay-Z to Drake.
Trust me, when you're actually in the moment, you know, it's harder than it looks.
You know, it is harder than it looks.
It's tough. It's stressful. Anyway, show us how you would have done it differently. Tell us how you would have played each round by sharing your moves with us on Twitter. We're at The Nod Show. Welcome.
Okay, I have my headphones on in front of the microphone.
Yes. Well, Brittany, I'm glad you could be here today. I'm excited to say that even though I've been sitting in my victory and the feeling of victory, and that alone is pretty great, I'm excited that I get to actually elevate that joy, the joy that I feel in beating you in this moment, because you have or are supposed to have prepared a little song.
I have prepared a song. So everybody already knows I can sing. It's been well documented in multiple episodes.
So humble.
It's been best. If you're... It's facts. I'm not going to be humble about the fact that I already know how to sing. It's already been documented in multiple episodes. Most, I think, effectively in the Madea episode where we held a funeral for Mabel Madea Simmons. So what I decided to do today is actually introduce to you guys a new aspect of my personality.
Uh-huh.
This is Hot Girl Brit.
Oh, okay.
AKA Brittany the Stallion. I'm going to rap a little bit today, okay?
All right. Well, so just,
no,
just
I don't
what
need
you're
you to
rapping
give me a
about.
Beat.
I'm not going to give
I'm rapping
you a beat.
About Avatar, this yes. show that you like, and the fact that I haven't seen it.
The greatest show.
Okay. My good friend Eric says a show that I should see, said it was about cabbage and a magical baby. I don't know why he thought it'd catch my eye, because I'd rather fry chicken in my kitchen in July with no AC, but I'm getting off topic.
Yes.
I want to get back to this show I'm not watching. Water, earth, fire, air. You won't find me there. It's nothing personal, just find cartoons kind of dull, but if Avatar's for you, then I hope your heart is full. Airbender. One. Water. Peace. Okay.
You know, I could have sworn
the Stallion.
I thought I had said about how great the show is. This felt more about how you don't watch it. But I will say that even though you did change the topic, I felt like that was good. You did a good job.
I said at the end that I hope that your heart is full.
My heart.
Avatar's for you, then I hope your heart is full.
My heart is
That's
full.
What I said. The Nod is produced by me, Brittany Luce, with Eric Eddings and Kate Parkinson Morgan. Our senior producer is Sada Abdurrahman. This episode was edited by Sarah Saracen. Fact-checking by Max Gibson. The show is mixed by Cedric Wilson. Additional music in the show by Cedric Wilson. For additional music credits, check out our website, gimletmedia.com/thenod. I actually did borrow a little bit of Megan's flow when I said water, earth, fire, air. You won't find me there. I'm really not stallion, though, because I think you got to be tall to be a stallion. So I'm really like a
pony.